Hey, Ed, you hungry? Feel like getting a bite?
Sure, but I'm hungry.
What do you feel like? Where you want to go?
Oh no, not this again. This happens every time we...
Oh no, not this time. Let's just go to the Expo.
The Expo?
Yeah, the Expo, you know, the Expo. Over at 1185 Hercules in Clearwater.
The Expo?
Yes, the Expo has breakfast and lunch, from omelets to taco salad, fresh homemade food made to order, daily specials, you name it, the Expo has it.
I've heard good things. Where is the Expo at again?
The Expo restaurant is at 1185 Hercules Road in Clearwater. You know where that is.
Sure I do.
Call them for takeout, delivery, or curbside pickup. 727-461-4140.
So it's off to the Expo, I guess. I think I even saw a coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Simple as that, then. Let's go to the Expo.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Hey, Tommy, another one in the books. Look at
number
this
899.
Food. Look at this food. So anyhow, Julian's Italian Restaurant. Just a quick story. 25 years ago, right? I don't know if it's that long ago. I'm not exactly sure that the years on it. He's 17 years old, and he's working at Johnny's Italian Restaurant. And he would make me egg and sausage and cheese sandwiches, you know, which wasn't on the menu. But he was a dishwasher going to be a cook, right? So that's my relationship with him. So then, fast forward, he becomes an owner of Julian's Italian Restaurant.
Oh, wow. Very impressive.
Very impressive. And his when you go in there, you feel like you're in Italy.
Yeah.
Like the atmosphere... So he's been like a, you know, business is business though, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you got to keep that in mind. But with Julian, I hate to say this. I know, like, it's going to sound weird, but I consider him like a family member. I'm old enough to be his dad. And when I come in there, I don't know how to put it. Like, I can't describe the words that I really care for him.
And that's awesome. That, like,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, it's kind of like the, not to go back to my restaurant, but it's kind of how I look at it is it's kind of like my restaurants and all that is, you know, it is business. There is that fine line, a very fine line when it comes to especially small and mom and pop local businesses. But it's amazing how your customers care just as much as you do.
Right.
And they do become that family, and then you get worried, and then you, if something happens, if you don't see them for a while, you're like, is it something I did, or all that. So it is it's a fine line, but it's also a very humbling experience, because I know, especially taking over this restaurant, it needed a lot of updating, and I'll never forget, there was this potted plant that was dead, and one of my customers came in, and they're like, I will buy you a plant. He used a lot of explicit words, but he's like, I will buy you a plant. And I'm like, I got this, David. I got this. He's like, I promise you. He's like, I don't mean to overstep my bounds, but we care just as much. So I completely understand what you're saying. You've seen this kid, this man, start from nothing and grow into a very successful business. And so, you know, you're connected to that.
And I'm proud of him.
And you're proud of him.
Right.
So
like a proud papa.
Like a proud papa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that he might not think the same way about me now.
Oh, right? I'm sure.
You know, and I can get that, though. I'm just saying how I feel about
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
And then he's a man's man.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, and why I say that is I'm not a man's man, right? So, like, say you see that, something had to be done there for the framework to put that window in.
Yeah.
He can do that.
Gotcha.
And he saves money. And then, like, say if one of the booths need to be repaired.
He can do it.
Or if something breaks in the kitchen, he can do it. Or, and he'll actually take the time, because he's a computer guy, I've seen him go on YouTube to figure out how to do it.
Right.
In other words, obstacles doesn't, you know, if there's one person I met in my life, Julian.
Yep.
Obstacles don't stop
them. And that's what makes a successful person and business owner. It's amazing how I've got a friend now back home in Georgia that just opened a restaurant, and coming down to the decisions and how to do things, they just are very incapable of doing it. So, you know, that speaks volumes to the success of a restaurant.
Right.
Or any business. If the owners are willing to not just phone up the next handyman and they're like, you know what, I got this. I can do this.
And not only does it save them money, right?
Yep.
Which it does, but it gets done right.
It gets done right.
Because it's yours.
Yep.
Right. There is something to that, too. Like, when you love what you do, right? They say you've never worked a day in your life.
I have this kind of the same motto. I say, if you love what you do, then the headaches are just as good as the successes.
Right. So this is Julian's Italian Restaurant, and he deals with all types of fancy homemade lunch specials. He has sandwiches at lunch entrees, and they start at $6.99.
That's really reasonable.
Really, you can sit down and have a homemade meal, everything cooked. Have you ever eaten there, Tom?
Yes, I have.
That's what I thought. And tell us what you think of Julian's Italian Restaurant. Actually, it's Julian Little Italy. I shouldn't say Italian. It's Julian's Little Italy. He was established in 2008. He has great beer and wine selections. He has espressos, cappuccino, and homemade desserts.
And I had a lovely dining experience.
Awesome. Yeah, tell us about it, though, if you don't mind.
I was telling Tammy before, it was a little while ago, I have to go back. I haven't been there in a while. I had chicken parmesan. I do remember that. Very good.
Very good, right. And you know what? I said that to the chef back there, right? I said, you know, and then it sounds like a salesman, right? So it's almost like I know when you sound like a salesman. You know, you want to compliment people and stuff like that, but you don't want to be like. So I said, you know, I walk in to go to use the restroom, and I saw the chef. It was golden brown. It was like, I said to him, this was like a Kodak moment. This dish was so well presented. It was perfectly cooked, the perfect amount of sauce, the perfect amount of cheese, the flavor. And then I said to him, I said, you know, this might be the best meal I've ever eaten in my life. And then I said to myself, please don't take this like I'm just saying this to you.
Yeah.
Like, because you get that point where.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know, people, you know, I've said to people before, though, really, where I didn't mean it. This I really meant. Because, you know, you don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
Oh, no.
But Julian's Italian Restaurant, they're right there next to Bell's Outlet.
Okay.
And they're right there on Patricia Avenue where the KFC and the Save-A-Lot is. And to me, number one. I pause because I want to hear that. Mm-hmm. Number one, Julian's Little Italy. He has an early bird happy hour thing, too, going on. And then his phone number is 727-734-8989. And then I would like you guys to do something about, if you don't mind, do something about my good friend at the Blue Sake.
Yes, but before we talk about Blue Sake, Julian would like to let everybody know that for the holidays coming up, that he is doing catering. You can actually come in and order this lovely big ziti, and everything is actually homemade. They are like grandma recipes, guys. Like
that is awesome.
They're homemade, and so they are definitely doing catering for the holidays. You know, if you have family coming in or whatever, and you don't have time to cook, we have busy lives. You can call him that day and say, hey, I need to come by in a couple hours, and I need this and this and this for 20 people, and they will have it.
That is really impressive.
So they also deliver that to people. If you don't have time to even stop by and pick it up, you can get catering delivered right to your home.
That's really cool.
So you can give them a call at 727-734-8989, and that's Julian's Little Italy. It's 916 Suite A, Patricia Avenue, right next door to Bell's in the corner.
When you look at those meatballs, you can just look at them.
I just ate one. Did you hear me saying, because it is so good.
Right. You can look at the whole spread.
Do you ever notice that, too?
Really good.
Like, oh, yeah.
And the family, like when the food's put down, for that first like 2 or 3 minutes, no one's torn.
Right. I got to say, we've gotten this big ziti and meatballs for several different events of ours that we've had and, you know, different catering things that we've participated in. everybody always walks up to me after and says, oh my gosh, this is so good. Where did you get it from? Like everyone.
And the answer is Julian's.
Exactly. Julian's Little Italy.
Right, and something else too, I just have to say, my best friend in high school, his name was Julian.
Oh, cool.
For that, just just happens to be a coincidence. But anyhow, and then let's talk about Blue Saki.
Yes, another amazing client of ours that has amazing food.
And she deals with sushi. And Thai food.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a Thai fusion, but everything there is like fresh. Like if you want something that's healthy, like today, you know, maybe you've been binging out a little bit because of what's been going on. But you, like one of my favorite dishes there is she has a salmon with these grilled vegetables. It's a hibachi style type.
Exactly.
How she puts it together. That's one of my favorite things there. I mean, if you go back, and we've several times, both of us have, you know, popped in the kitchen and say, hi, you know, Angie, or whatever. What are they doing back there? They're cutting fresh vegetables. They're cutting. Everything is fresh to order.
I've never seen anything like it.
Right?
She has no cans.
And really she does impressive. Everything fancy, too.
She has no microwave.
Right?
Everything she cooks on the grill, it's like she does it because she's from Thailand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she does it the old-fashioned way, right?
But she makes, I mean, it's such a beautiful presentation. Like, she does this one sushi dish. It looks like a snake.
That's really cool.
All the veggies that she does for, like, her garnishes even are, like, little roses. And, you know, I mean, she really...
She takes the time and effort.
The presentation is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, they make they do the fancy cuts of the vegetables.
Right, like the radishes, you know, all of that.
Yeah, it's like a fancy, you would think you're at a five-star restaurant, which she is.
Right, and also the atmosphere there. You know, with our trying times we have going on, it is so peaceful in there. She'll have like this beautiful like music playing lightly in the background with a water sound. It's zen. It's totally zen. And actually you would love her colors because they're all turquoise. She has different shades and it's just so zen in there and it's so peaceful and the food is amazing. The service is amazing. So good.
Yes. And I know I said all these nice things about Julian, but if you gave me one word to describe her, if I only had one word to describe Angie, right, the word would be love.
Yes, and sweet. She's such a sweetheart.
And cares for others.
You know,
she has constant thought of others.
She does. You know, she goes back and forth a lot to Thailand and to different places and travels, right? So one day, I was in there and I was having lunch and I was like, oh my gosh, I love your shoes. They're so beautiful.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I got them when I was in Thailand.
That's
I mean, they were gorgeous. They were these little slides that had like a peacock with all these stones and so pretty, right? So I just mentioned it to her. About a month later, she took another trip. Guess what?
She brought some back.
She did.
That's very impressive.
To think of me, like, I'm insignificant in Angie's life. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, she has many family, friends, whatever. But she thought of me when she was actually on vacation in Thailand and brought me back a pair of shoes and would not take a single cent for them.
Yeah, and they say our very lives depend on this, right? The most spiritual guy I do business with is Alex, right? When I think of God, right, and I think of my clients. No, I'm not laughing. I'm being real. I really think of, when I think of a spiritual man, right, and he knows it's true, a man of God, it's Alex.
For sure.
Right? It's Alex. And then, you know, we say, going back to Angie, right, and Paulie showing up. Like the way she
Thank
gives
you so
us
much. Yes. She's so beautiful. You're such a pleasant thing to look at.
If you ever think of it, who's the best dressed client we do business with?
Polly.
Always put together.
She's a ballerina. She is just primo.
But back to Angie, just real quick. I forget. Oh, yeah. It says constant thought of others, right? And then the next line after that is, it's a book that I read and stuff, right? And it says that our very lives depend upon this, right? Constant thought of others. And when I read those lines, right, and that's how you open your heart, because if you're not thinking of you, right, you ever want to get the Spirit of God into you? You ever think? Well, the way to get the Spirit of God into you, based on this book, is to not think of yourself.
Right, to think of others.
Relieve yourself, and the way it goes is, relieve yourself of bondage of self so that you may better do God's will. So the best way to do God's will, right, is not to think of you. And then that portal, whatever you want to call it, that spirit then can come into you why the spirit comes into you is because you're thinking of others. Right. I just described Angie.
For sure. She's right. just so sweet and amazing.
Like, I don't say I hug every client, but I tell you, I can't leave there without hugging Angie.
Yeah.
She's just such a wonderful person.
And she's over at Blue Saki. It's in Dunedin on Main Street or State Road 580. It's 1425 State Road 580, right in the Subway Plaza.
Okay.
Right on Main Street. And if you want to give her a call, it's 727-216-216. 3699. Like I said, guys, she has amazing food. It's a Thai food, Asian food, sushi, like fusion, and it's delicious.
And then the crew she has, like Christine, they're all like veterans in the restaurant Thai industry. They're Chinese. I don't mean that matters, but you know, but it does have the atmosphere.
There's a technique. Know.
Yeah, like there is something to the technique of being served Chinese food with a Chinese person. I don't know if that's prejudice to say that, because maybe it is.
Authenticity?
Authenticity. You know, this canceled society we have now. You got to be careful what you say. But there is something to that authenticity, that they speak the language of Thai, and they have that look of Thai. They wear that Thai out gear, you know, the gear they wear with the outfits.
Beautiful, and, outfits.
So the aura of the place, before you even get your food, you just feel like you're in an authentic Thai restaurant.
Yes.
Right, and that's Angie at the Blue Saki, Christine, and the staff there is just so pleasant and love, and they do a great job. And they fancy the way they serve the food.
It is. If you want to go out for a good date night, that's an awesome place to go.
Right. Okay, and I'm going to turn the mic over to Alex right now.
Right.
And then
Tammy,
the
holy. All right.
Okay. You can.
Well, hello, everybody. We just changed seats. How's everybody out there at WTAN Radio and Radio Land?
All right. Welcome, Alex. Thank you so much for coming today.
Well, I'm glad I'm here. You know, listening to you and Brian talk, I think your office is at that Thai restaurant. Now I know where to find you when I need you.
All right.
See, I mean, first names, hugs, good food.
Coconut water.
So who are you, young lady?
I'm Polly.
Hi, Polly.
Yes, this is Polly, and we are in the studio with Alex and Polly. Polly does several different things. She is an artist. She writes books.
Whoa.
She is a primo ballerino, and she also models. She does all sorts of different things, wears many different hats. And this is Alex that has joined us from Happy Homes.
Right, Happy Homes and Yards. We're licensed and insured. Irrigation company, so if you need your sprinkler heads checked or looked at or dealt with or needing a new system put in, give us a call.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we were talking last week, I believe, about the beautiful lights that Alex can install in people's trees and yards, you know, like what do you call them? I'm sorry.
It's outdoor lighting.
Just outdoor lighting, but he will change them colors for the different holidays, guys.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So Valentine's Day, you get red.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day, you get green.
Thanksgiving's coming up, you know, with fall colors, then Christmas. So, yeah, instead of doing it yourself, you can call Alex at Happy Homes.
Yep, we'll be glad to help you out. We'll be glad to help you out. So, tell me about your favorite hat that you wear.
Gosh, I don't know, but I do have Eat, Shop, and Play at 4 o'clock. That's my show here on the station.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that's so exciting. I like that too. My favorite hat would probably be Illustrator.
Oh, cool.
I think.
Yeah.
It changes from day to day. That's how I feel today. So, illustrating.
Awesome. Yep. And tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, I have...
Well, I know you have several, but...
Right. So coming up in 2 weeks from tonight, the launch of It Is About You, and it's 10 Ways to Be Stronger and Happier, and it's for women in the workplace. And then there's a book that goes with it called Mermaid Logic, and it's a little journal for teenagers and preteens to really think about some questions, you know, about bullying and self-esteem, that kind of thing.
Awesome.
Yes, while enjoying the colorful artwork.
Yes, and everything is illustrated very beautifully.
Thank you.
You also have another children's book that is already out, and you have a cool story about one of the little girls that you gave it to, right?
Yes, it's called The Girl Who Sings the Alphabet Backwards, And I had given this book
out. I can't even sing it forward.
So last Christmas, I had met a stranger randomly, and she was sad because money was tight and this and that. She mentioned she had a four-year-old. And so I had a book with me, so I gave it to her. And then I ran into her randomly like 2 weeks ago, and she said that the little girl had learned the alphabet before starting kindergarten, and the teacher was amazed. And so the book ended up being in the classroom. And so now it's like they're using it for learning, which is great.
Yeah,
so
for all the kids. Wow, that's cool. Awesome.
And it's also available in a bilingual version where it's on Amazon. That one's for sale on Amazon. And it's Spanish in the front, the Spanish version, and then the English version in the back.
Awesome. Wow, good for you. That's
thanks.
Great.
It took
that's
me a little
good.
Bit to learn how to say the girl who sings alphabet backward. You know, it says La Chica Que
Ask
Canta.
That's a 12-year-old.
Yeah, I know, right? They exactly. can speak it fluently. I can't.
I got yes. a 6- and 8-year-old at the house, and if I can't figure out how to use my phone, I ask the kids.
That's right.
That's all good. That's yes. all good. So how did yes. you two meet?
Well, Polly actually had came in to the station as a referral one day, and that is how we've known each other now for, gosh, about
year
a year and a half.
Yeah. Well, I guess the seashell artwork is another favorite. Gosh, I don't know.
You I'm have like, so many. I know.
So I need to try to narrow it down to a couple things. And do well.
We got a special guest on this hold. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I did not.
We
Who is
do.
It?
It's a secret. It's called
Popsicle. Oh, Popsicle. Do we have Lynn on the line?
Well, it's no longer a secret because everybody in Clearwater knows about it. Are they there? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Lynn. How you doing today?
Okay. How are you?
Very good. You know, I was eating that delicious honey mustard popcorn last night while I was watching my movie.
Now, what am I missing out on here?
Oh, gosh. Lynn is located over on Drew Street, and she makes organic popcorn, all a million different flavors, seriously.
Oh, my
Pretty
goodness.
Much anything you can think of, and if she doesn't have it right there, she can make it for you. But it's delicious. It is just, it's the best popcorn I ever had.
I'm a sucker for cheese popcorn.
Oh,
anything
yes,
cheese.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she's right over at Drew, right across from the Philly Stadium. Like right across.
Oh, okay.
Almost at the intersection of US 19 and Drew Street.
Fantastic.
I know where that is.
That's yes.
A nice plaza to get in and out. Uh-huh. Easy in, easy out. Mm-hmm. Right there on US 19 and yep. Drew. Great place to have a business in Clearwater.
Yes. Yep. So, Lynn, tell us a little bit about what flavors you have today.
Well, that's most of the basics, the white cheddar, the gold cheddar. I've got a jalapeno cheddar. I try to keep one little spicy one because people that want a little spice. I also make a hot wing and a sriracha. Got salt and vinegar, garlic parm, and dill pickle today.
Awesome.
That's on the savory side. And then on the sweet side, I always have the caramel, salted caramel. Caramel with cashews.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Always have the fruit salad with all the different fruit pretty colors for the kids. So.
Well, that works, and I bet you have free samples, don't you?
She does.
We do. Yes.
I can come in and fill up on just free samples.
You can. That is welcomed. Yeah.
So your kind of business would be great for like a party. You know, if some kids are having a birthday party or the holidays coming up. You want to do something
birthday
different?
Birthday parties, weddings, gender reveals, any kind of get-together. We're just not having a lot of get-togethers right now. But
still, and also it's a good gift. Wouldn't it be a good gift item? I
mean, for
you
sure.
Do a gift pack or something?
Yeah, boxes and tins. And yeah, I've put together birthday baskets, and a lot of people now are sending people baskets since they can't get together, so they'll put my popcorn. Sometimes they'll have themes, so we'll get a color that'll match with their theme or their logo or their business. So,
yeah, that's awesome. And for the going back to the party situation, you know, sort of similar to, you know, how they set up the bars for candy or whatnot, she can do popcorn bars. So
that's
you
cool.
can sort of mix and match. You can do whatever, your own thing.
How would you feel about partnering up for some ornaments to add to those customized popcorn gifts?
Uh-huh.
Sure. Do you make ornaments?
Yes, ma'am.
That's neat.
I actually have space here in my store. I was going to kind of put out there, if anybody's listening, to for some free retail space. I have probably twice as much square feet as I need here, so I have everything kind of spread out so it doesn't look barren, but I was going to put out to movers and makers and marketers that
I am offering
free space, and you know, be like on a, like I'm here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so you know, I could sell it when I'm here. And
well, that's very nice of you. You know, if we all work together.
That's really nice. Yeah, I'd love to talk to you more about that.
Yeah, we'll pop in anytime. And
well, don't be surprised if a bunch of people come, because that's really neat. You know, you're there and everybody wants a storefront and they want to show off what they've got.
I want to be first on the list.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it for a while, and I just haven't reached out. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's...
I figure I... maybe like, you know, a 4 foot table or something, or four, you know, 10 foot high, so 4 foot wide or whatever. I could probably do about 10 different vendors. So.
Yeah, she's got a nice space in there. Well, and that's at 2551 Drew Street, Suite 107 in Clearwater, right across from the Spectrum Field and almost at the corner of US 19 and Drew Street. And that's Popical Popcorn. I just like to say it. Popical, yes.
Popical.
Yes.
We're popping. All right.
That's right. And she also has homemade, right, saltwater taffy in there.
No, I actually do not make the taffy. I can't make it as well as what I buy it for. So it's from Taffy Town, actually.
Oh, cool.
Well, it's homemade at Taffy Town.
Yes.
Yeah. They have so many flavors.
Yes, I was noticing you had a maple bacon flavor. I need to check that out.
Sounds fabulous.
I do maple bacon with the popcorn as well.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm sold on that one. Maple bacon wrapped in maple bacon.
Mm,
yes. Right.
Yum. All right, Lynn, thank you so very much. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No. Thank you guys for what you're doing.
And we'll put the word out to see what
Thank
we can do
you.
To help you find
For
some people
sure.
to come in and hang up their wares. There's a lot of there's a bunch of people in the Clearwater, I think, would be excited to hear about this.
And I'm actually
well, spread the word.
For sure. I'm sure Polly's going to come in and see you. I just gave her your page out of the coupon book, so she can stop
yep.
by and you guys can talk business.
Yes.
Sounds good. Okay.
All right, Lynn. Thank
all
you
right,
so
all the
much.
Best. Bye.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
See ya.
All right, guys. And seriously, her popcorn is so, so good. I get this mixture. Well, I get two bags and I mix it together. Mm-hmm. But it's a barbecue popcorn and honey mustard popcorn. And wow. then I put them together. I don't know. It's just the most unbelievable. Like, I'd rather have that over chips now any day.
Why are we always talking about food?
Well, we deal with a lot of food. We love food.
There's a lot of
food. Sonia sitting here.
Right? We love food, Alex. We love food. And we have a lot of awesome clients that makes awesome food.
Well, we got to tell everybody, these coupon books are all over the area. They're from... Where they I know they go all the way up to Tarpon.
Yep. About the tip of holiday, all the way down to Pinellas Park.
And you can pretty much get them almost anywhere. I mean, they're on shelves, they're on counters,
you know,
they're in bookstands, they're in bookstores, they're at the...
We really have over 900 locations.
900.
So if you're looking for a specific place, like I can say thrift stores are really good. Like
Polly's Art by the Sea.
Yes. There's all the gas stations, just everywhere, nail salons, lots of places.
I know there's. You've got to have. We have a rack at the neighborhood store there on 580 at the Walmart 580 right there on the bookshelf.
Yep.
There's a good spot there.
Yep. And we have a rack for Dunedin, like in the Dunedin area. A lot of people seem to pick mm-hmm. up a ton of books from Ace Hardware.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or we have one that's outside, so anytime if it's late night or anytime, the Bells right next to Julian's. Actually, we mm-hmm. have an outside location right by the newspaper rack.
I'll tell you what, so. If you don't have this on the front seat of your truck, you're missing out. You could save a couple $100 a month and just all the food coupons.
That's for sure.
We and you know, just like for yourself, you know, everybody has. We need to save money, so.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't even know Julian's was there
right?
until a while back, you know, because the coupon book, and I tried it and love it.
Yeah, it's Julian's wonderful. Is really good. And we have coupons for so many different things. It's not just food. I mean, food is probably the biggest draw of why people pick up the book, mm-hmm. but then they realize, wow, there's, you know, an oil change in here, and there's,
right.
you know, I can get my lawn done in here, and irrigation, and
Brian's
you know.
Been around a long time. How long have you guys been doing this?
Like, oh my gosh, since Brian's the beginning been of time? Doing this for about, it's going on 40 years.
I've been Wait a minute. Now I know you're not.
Oh, no.
He's not
really.
Old enough.
When
what did you do? Started when he was
when
four?
When he graduated. When he, oh, that's the, he
from
went
kindergarten?
Into,
Come on.
But I've been partners with Brian for, gosh, I always say 10 years, but it's actually longer. It's like 14 years now.
Wow. I know you guys are like bookends. Everywhere Brian is, you're right behind him. So keeping them in line.
But somebody needs to, you know.
Well, I got to tell you, I've got a little bit of an advertising background. And I'll tell you what, a big part of having a good publication is having good, strong coupons.
Yes.
Every single one of these is 50% off, half off, buy one, get one, free this, free that. You know, it's the kind of coupon book that people are going to grab and hold on to. So, folks, if you don't have a coupon book, stop by one of the locations that we're talking about and grab one or two and take one to your neighbor.
It's good to support yep. local businesses, especially yes. because, you know, it gets us trying different things, different places, not
right.
the corporate run. You know,
well,
and
that is so true. Thank you for bringing that up. We do business with all locally owned businesses. So when you pick up the coupon book, it's going to be either a mom and pop place or, you know, it's not some corporate big box. It's not.
That's right.
So we are supporting local. We believe in that 1,000,000%. And you'll get to try some awesome things, some awesome places that maybe you didn't even know existed.
Exactly. That's the thing. You go through there. I would have never known about Popicle. I wouldn't
right?
have, you know, I don't drive by there all the time. I wouldn't have known. So, yes, that's a great way to experience new businesses, new restaurants, get out of the rut, stop going mm-hmm. to Chick-fil-A all the time,
right?
You know, whatever, and try something different.
Right.
Well, people are always
habit
cautious about yeah. going into someplace new. They really are.
They are.
But you know what? Brian and Tammy have been in these places for a long time. They mm-hmm. know these people. They
yep.
shake hands with them. The people that own these places are there from sun up to sundown. And,
yeah.
and when you go in, introduce yourself. Let them know you were a neighbor. Let them know you heard about the coupon book.
Yes.
You know, get to know your neighbor. And that's what this is all about.
Right. And especially now, you know, with all of the things that we have going on in our world right now, we really have to support local. Like, we have struggled since the beginning of this COVID situation, all of us.
All of us, for
we
sure.
are still struggling. I mean, we have actually, so sadly to say, not a lot of our clientele, but we have lost some of our businesses around that have been in business for years and years and years. They just couldn't pull through the whole quarantine situation and being closed for so long. But the ones that are still here and kicking, we need to support them, you know. Forget McDonald's. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go
definitely.
Someplace where you're going to get awesome food. And you're going to support a business that is putting money back into our community where you live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to circulate that money where we live.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then also a lot of the places, there's a tip jar for the workers.
For
Don't
sure.
forget those young people.
You
this
know,
is, many of it's their first job.
Yep.
And their
and
hours have been cut. And we
they,
got. We
yes.
can, we're going to get through this fine. It's just whatever we can do to help each other.
Right.
Just like Brian was saying before, my dad taught me a thing about givers get. If you keep giving and giving and giving, sooner or later, something good's going to come back at you.
Yes.
And it never comes from who you gave it to. Don't
right?
expect, don't give and expect that guy or girl to give it back.
Well,
just keep giving and giving and giving.
That's right. the so true. I mean, just doing this for so long and, you know, I talk to people all day long. I learn about mm-hmm. where they come from, you know, why they do what they do, like how they got into their businesses and, you know, mm-hmm. what's going on in their life. Because we care about that. Like, we care. How can we help you? But we get the majority, 98% is referrals from other people that we've been working with. I mean, in this book, there are clients that we've had for, I mean, Brian's known some of these people 25 years, 30 years.
Mm-hmm. I still don't think he's been doing it for 40 years. He's not old enough, folks.
I mean, I'm looking at our place right now since
Another
Greg's
food
very
place.
First restaurant on Main Street. Mm-hmm. We have been doing business with him for over 10 years now.
Now they're opening a new one.
They opened a new one, actually, on Missouri.
It used to be Georgie Boys.
Yes. Yeah. It's on it's 1101 South Missouri Ave in Clearwater. That is their second location. This they are open as we right speak. Now. So our place now has two locations, one in Dunedin on Main Street, which is 1617 Main Street, Dunedin, right next door to the Rally. And then you can also, if you're located in Clearwater, you can go check him out on Missouri at the Old Georgie Boys.
It's one of the few places you can get pineapple upside down French toast.
Yes. Oh,
wow. Okay, we got Lynn on the line, the commander.
All right. Hi.
How's
good
the
afternoon
commander doing? No bigger position than the commander, right?
Commander.
Yeah, that's it. The commander.
All right, Lynn. How you doing today?
I'm doing good today. It's this has been a little slow, but it's been good for me to catch up on all my paperwork.
Well, that's a good thing. Lynn is located in Dunedin as well, right off Main Street, and Keene in the plaza where Winn-Dixie is, and she has a business called Mobility Plus. Now, tell us a little bit about the service that you give our community.
Mobility Plus, we are a franchise. We are not a durable medical equipment company, but we work with some insurance companies, and we really try to get the right fit for older people and people with disabilities for mobility needs. And that could be scooters, it could be power chairs, could be lift chairs, could be stair lifts, could be vertical lifts, whatever it takes to make them be able to access their home and get out and about and live their life as normal as they can.
All right. And that is a much needed necessity in our society, you know. And I just got to say, Lynn is an awesome person and she's so helpful. And I've been in the store several times when she's had, you know, clients in there that she's helping and things like that. You're so informative. You have so much patience. You're really there for our community. And we appreciate that, you know. And I'm sure your clients just, you know, love coming in to talk to you and see you. And like I said, she knows so much about, you know, that industry, and she can help you guys if you have any questions. Like, you know, maybe you need a lift chair for your mom and you don't know, there's so many places out there. Give Lynn a call at Mobility Plus. She can answer all your questions. She has tons of products to choose from. She has them right in the store as well. You can test them out while you're there. And you can give her a call at 201-1441. That's 727-201-1441.
I'm impressed. This is real exciting. This is just another business person here in the area that's here to serve. And that's really exciting.
Yes.
The entrepreneurial spirit shouldn't be quenched because of corporate nonsense and lack of support from peers. You know,
right,
we have to support our peers in the community. And that's how we make a living, you know.
That's right. And Lynn, you actually were in the Coast Guard, right? Brian's always joking with you, calling you the commander.
I love that. You were in the Coast Guard.
Yep, I was in the Coast Guard 20 years. I retired as a commander. I got out right after 9/11, and I went back to school. I come from a family of doctors, so I was the black sheep of the family being a sailor, so I had to go redeem myself. And I got a degree in psychology and a specialty in neuropsychology, and I've been doing that since 2011. Unfortunately, insurance doesn't want to pay for neuropsych evaluations anymore, and so I still have my private practice and do therapy. But I branched out and opened up. I'm the very first franchisee in Florida, and I've been kind of the flagship of the company. I get to try a lot of the new things. What makes me different from my competitors in the area is I am staying small. I am more of a boutique style. It's all about quality, one-on-one with people to make sure that we get their needs done. It's not a volume sales. Our prices are very competitive to what's online, and believe me, these products sometimes do have issues, and the big thing you have when you come into our store is we will back the product, and if you have any issues, you have somebody that you can turn to, and we will be there for you.
So do you repair?
Unlike some of these online companies.
Does she repair what she sells? Good for you. Wow, that means a lot. You know how many times you buy something, and then you got to figure out, call the manufacturer.
Oh, my gosh. You know,
go into this black hole.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, I was in the T-Mobile store the other day. I had to return a phone that my lease was over on, but there was a gentleman in there. He was 87 years old. Now, he had six lines. I only know this because I felt so bad for him. He was there before me and three other people that came in after me. Well, this girl was getting frustrated with him, and she basically walked away from him, which I was like, I was getting mad. Like, how can you just walk away from him when he was here first? And who cares who's standing? Because it's me, I'll wait, you know? But he couldn't get in his phone. So she's like, oh, there's nothing I can do. And basically walked away from him. I was like, wait a minute. Like, this gentleman just told you he has six lines that he pays for through your company that he's been with for 12 years.
Customer and disservice.
You, right? Are going to just walk away from him and go talk to another person that just can't. Like, I told her, no, I don't. Forget about me. I'll wait. Go back and take care of him. That is, like, the customer service, though, at Mobility Plus. That's what I'm saying. If you have an issue with any of your chair, anything, your lift, you go in and ask Lynn, and she's going to help you out. She's going to have patience and explain things to you and help you. Because, you know, Our older society, they don't have people sometimes to help them in their lives. So they have to rely on going back to the, you know, where they purchased something from to try to get help, or, you know, and there's a lot of companies out there. They don't help you.
No, they don't.
And that's good that you see that, because that's very well spoken, Liberty. I mean, Tammy. Liberty's my daughter.
Yes.
So she's been on my mind.
Well, isn't Tammy your daughter?
Yes.
She looks like it.
Yes. Hey, we got Julio on the line. You know what? Commander, where do you get your meat?
Wherever's on sale, which is bad.
Well, I want Julio to talk to you. He owns Clearwater Meat Market at Sunset Point Road in Highland, right?
The meat house.
Julio, explain to the commander why she should come to your meat market.
All right. I have a meat market on Sunset Point on Highland behind 7-Eleven. I have a little bit on everything. I got a frozen fish. I got chicken, turkey, pork, beef. I got everything for the holidays coming. So I have cola greens, smoked meat, chili loaf, hummus, all the stuff for the Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Wow, that is fantastic, man. You're ready to go.
Yes, and that's the Meat House of Clearwater. And one thing I have to say, guys, is it is the cleanest place to purchase anything, actually, that I've ever been in. It smells clean. It is clean. I mean, I've been in some places that I wouldn't even want to eat from. This place, and they have a variety. They have everything you can think of. They have packages. They have all sorts of things there. And it's a whole little store. It's not just like, you know, going in to get meat. They have, oh, you want a side? Oh, they have several different rices, especially a lot of ethnic things that you cannot find at a regular grocery store. They have available there. And I like one of their spices. It's this Jamaican spice. It's my favorite. I put it on everything now.
Yeah, they have a lot of Caribbean produce and Spanish produce.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit on everything. Yeah, this is a small place, but I have a little bit on everything. That's nice and clean.
It is very nice and clean. You guys must clean that place 10 times a day.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the lady commander. If you have to get going and get your paperwork done, you can head out and get it done. And we're going to talk with Julio for a little bit here about his meat store. But we got to get, what's their address so we can tell the commander where to go? What's your address there, boss?
This 1465 Thompson Point Road.
1465 Sunset Point Road. It's right behind the 7-Eleven that is at the corner of Highland and Sunset.
I know where that is.
Okay, I will have to check it out, Julio. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Commander.
Thank you so much,
Lynn. All right, thank you.
We'll see you later, Commander.
All right,
hey, Julio, don't go away. I want to talk to you.
All right, so that was Lynn from Mobility Plus, and you can give her a call at 727-201-1441.
Thanks for listening, Lynn.
Yes, thank you so much. So, Julio, what kind of specials you got going on right now?
I have a lot of package. I have a chicken combo. The chicken combo is a good deal. It's 5 pounds of chicken wings, 5 pound chicken leg quarters, and 5 pound chicken drumsticks. It's 15 pounds total for $21.99.
15 pounds of meat for $21.99. Where can you get that?
That's a good deal. That's a real good deal.
It is a good deal.
Hey, Julia, let me ask you a quick question. When I was a kid, my grandmother used to make sausage. Do you have the what do they call the skins to make the sausage there?
Yeah, I make fresh chorizo, Spanish chorizo. I make over here fresh, and I have a different sausage. I have Uncle John's, Georgia, Alabama,
so
Garcia.
You got it all, man. You're all booked up there. That's great. That's great. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling us at the show here, and I'm going to stop by, and I'll bring my wife over, and we'll get all of our Thanksgiving and Christmas stuff from you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, everybody's welcome. No problem. Yeah.
We've got somebody here that we want to do a shout-out for. It's getting close to the holidays, and your house, if it needs to be a little bit cleaned up and spruced up, the folks over at Cover Up Painting and Solutions.
Yeah.
They got a painting business with got a free pressure driveway pressure wash. If your driveway's got some stains or needs a little freshen up, the boys can come over and get a little soap and water on their hands and knees. Nah. No, they got all the equipment to do a good job. They're all set up.
That's Joseph. He actually has done some homes from the coupon book in Dunedin area and some other places. People have been extremely happy. They do painting the outside of your home. He does all kinds of things. He does the pressure washing as well, but he also does interior painting, exterior painting, and he is very professional. When you call Joseph, he's going to be on time. He's going to show up when he's supposed to, and he's going to do a good job.
And he's bashful because in his ad, you see his back. You don't see his face.
Actually, he kind of is a shy guy.
So
that's
he's
funny.
Painting. He's painting, so he's busy working when he's talking to you. So yeah.
Yes.
And like I said, he's got a really nice coupon in there. It's a free driveway pressure wash. He comes out and does free estimates. You can see him online at coverupainting.com. That's coverupainting.com, spelled just like it sounds. And hey, doesn't hurt to get a free estimate. Get that house looking good for the holidays.
For sure. And he also does commercial buildings. Ooh. So anybody out there that maybe has a commercial property that they have just sitting, they want to revamp it a little bit, call Joseph at Cover Up Solutions. You can give him a call at 727-900-2080. That's 727-900-2080. And that is Joseph at Cover Up Painting and Solutions.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes.
So what else is going on? Tell me a couple more locations. You told me you can do a couple there at the Ace Hardware, and there's one outside.
Oh, yes. So that's the Dunedin.
There's a couple other places we can get the coupon book.
Sure. For Dunedin, you can pretty much go to almost any business on Main Street and pick up a book, actually, anywhere.
I went up and down the street one day for something else, what I was trying to do for a survey, and every counter.
Yes.
5E, on both sides of Ace, the veterinarian place, the daycare center, across the street there was the clinic. I mean, everybody's got the coupons. Brian does a good job getting these books out so everybody can get a shot at getting those coupons.
Right. And if you're in the Clearwater area, there's so many. Say Hercules Avenue in Clearwater. There's books all over Gulf to Bay, Drew Street in Clearwater. In Pinellas Park, we have a pretty good location down there. They've been taking a lot of books from. It's a newer location for us at the CVS that's right there on Park Street. You can go in there. They have a little rack in the front of the store, and we have books in there. Spencer's Western World has books down in Pinellas Park.
I know where that is.
Yes.
Right by the college.
And then they have Bob Rose Pizza.
All right.
And this is Alti, right? Multiple locations. Just tell us how, I mean, the last two times we've done commercials for him in the last 2 weeks, people have actually called us and said, we're customers of Bros Pizza.
Yes.
Just tell us, like, why they're so great.
Specials for one, and they're at 2535 East Bay Drive, Largo, 727-507-8870. Save $4 with two slices and a soda, $5.99. And then save $4 on gourmet, one slice, one salad, one soda, $5.99. That's Bros Pizza. Check it out. It's hard to find good pizza, but...
Oh, I got to tell you, guys. I mean, I love all of our clients, and I love certain things from every single place, but... Imagine this particular that. Right? Imagine as you can't that. Tell, but Bros Pizza has the best margarita pizza I've ever had in my entire life. In my entire life.
Margarita is a white sauce.
No, it's actually, it's called, it's, a lot of places call it a grandma pie because it's an old school. It's very simple. It's got just it's a plum tomato sauce. It's different That's than the regular right. sauce. And it's got the fresh mozzarella on it, the circle the where they cut, and basil. Bros Pizza at 2535 East Bay Drive, Largo.
I'm so
And
that
address
one.
Don't matter, like when people ask me. I always want to know, they're at Starkey Road in East Bay. Now, if I say that, you know where it is.
Right.
versus the address, right? But still, we got to go with Julian, though. He's my buddy. Julian. Love Julian. Anyhow, this is our next guest, Bruce. Bruce, what's going on, my friend? He does with the CBD store.
Hey, guys. This is Bruce with your CBD store, Palm Harbor. We're up here behind the Outback Steakhouse on US 19, just south of Tampa Road.
I know where that is.
Hey, Bruce.
All right.
Hey. Stop in. Check us out. Free samples. Free samples. Bag of gummies with any purchase.
Wow, man. You got some
the
good
home
hot.
Of the health without the high.
That's right. And Bruce is very informative. There's also so many things, products out there that I was very unaware of until I did talk with Bruce. You know, there's lotions and things. Let's say if you have arthritis, they have a CBD lotion that it actually helps and takes your pain away. They have these bath bombs that they have different ones for different things. One is for energy, one is for, you know, relaxation, which that's the one I chose to try. And
give
I
me one
it
of
worked
each.
Right it but it really worked. Like, it absorbs through your skin and I felt phenomenal. So there's all sorts of things that he does there. Tell us a little
skin
bit
care.
About yes yeah, skincare
and pet products.
Yep.
Well, Bruce, what do you think? Tell us about the skincare.
Yeah, we've got a nighttime serum. We've got lotion. We've got the, like I said, the bath bombs are great for your skin. We have a lip balm. Like I say, we have a topical cream that's wonderful, 1,000 milligrams. It's got arnica and MSM, which are all three anti-inflammatories. Mm-hmm. Like I say, great for... topical relief. So come in, check us out. Like I said, right behind the Outback Steakhouse on US 19, south of Tampa Road. Everything's grown organically here in the US. We have over 600 stores nationally. Our headquarters is right here in St. Pete, Florida. All of our products are third-party lab tested. So come in, check us out. We've got pet products. We've got pet treats. We've got tincture oils for the pets as well. So, yeah, come and check us out. Free samples in store.
And the big thing is, don't be bashful. Come on in and say hi.
That's right.
Yeah, stop on in.
That's 31960 US Highway 19 in the Outback Plaza. He's right behind Outback.
Your CBD store.
That's right.
Everybody knows where Outback is.
Yep.
All right, Bruce. Thank you so much. You know, you're going to have to come in the studio one day.
That'll be fun.
For sure.
Bring samples.
Guys, I appreciate you.
Please start early.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much,
have
and you
day,
have a
Bruce.
Wonderful day, Bruce.
Thanks.
That's
Thanks.
Your CBD
coupon
store.
Book, right? Thanks for supporting the coupon book.
So thank you,
Stay
Polly.
Tuned. Thank you. Stay tuned for Eat, Shop, and Play coming up after the top of the hour.
Thank you, Alex. Everyone have a wonderful day.
This is
day.
A lot of fun. We had a good show here at the Coupon Book. Brian goes out of his way to make this show work every week. So, folks, thanks for listening to WTAN Radio here in Clearwater, Florida.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.